Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Feig. Canada's transport regulator says it's making progress in addressing compensation claims against airlines. That's since a new complaint resolution process was introduced last fall. But an overwhelming number of incoming complaints have pushed the backlog at the Canadian Transport Agency to a new high. Darren Major has more.
It just seems to take way too long.
Rita McPherson has been waiting more than a year to have her complaint heard by the Canadian Transportation Agency. The Oakville, Ontario woman filed the complaint in November 2022 after an airline denied her compensation following an overnight delay. Airlines are required to compensate passengers when a flight is canceled or delayed for reasons within the company's control. The CTA is tasked with resolving disputes between passengers and airlines, but it has been grappling with a backlog of complaints since the rules came into force in 2019. The CTA established a new process in the fall. Since, the agency says it has handled more than 11,000 complaints, but the backlog is rising. Tom Ooman is a spokesperson for the agency. He says changes in the compensation rules that put more onus on the airlines and allow the CTA to recover costs for dealing with complaints should help.
Those processes of changes together are what are going to give us the eventual elimination of the backlog.
The new regulations are expected to be released later this year. Darren Major, CBC News, Ottawa.
A statement from Hamas is sparking hope that a prolonged ceasefire in Gaza could become a reality. The news comes just hours after a high-level Egyptian delegation wrapped up a visit to Israel, where it discussed new vision for the territory. The talks focused on a plan involving a limited release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, and also the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes in northern Gaza. One member of Calgary City Council is supporting the Alberta government's proposed changes to municipal government. They would give the province the power to fire local councillors, repeal local bylaws, and allow political parties at the local level. Councillor Dan McLean compares the legislation to a parent using corporal punishment.
Well, they always say like the municipalities are like the children of the province, and sometimes parents have to spank their kids.
McLean adds he doubts the province will interfere unless there's a legitimate reason. Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault says if negotiators agree to ban some single-use and hard-to-recycle plastics and mandate a minimum amount of recycled material in new products, it'll stave off the need for virgin plastic fiber. The remarks come at this week's talks in Ottawa on a treaty to end plastic waste as they reach the halfway point. Well, this week, the U.S. government said TikTok must either be sold off by its Chinese parent company or it will be banned. Host of CBC Radio's The House, Catherine Cullen, looks at the implications in this country.
Canadian stand-up comedian Matthew Pozitsky says TikTok is the best way to reach a younger audience, but he's not convinced the new U.S. law will result in a ban in that country or have ripple effects here.
I understand that it might be a possibility, but I'm kind of living in the present.
The legislation, signed by President Joe Biden on Wednesday, cites national security concerns. There are fears the Chinese government could lean on TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to access user information. The new law gives ByteDance about 9 months to sell TikTok, or the app will be banned in the U.S. ByteDance says it doesn't intend to sell the company. Canadian officials are watching.
The move by the United States is framing the discussions.
Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne points out last month, Canada launched its own national security review of TikTok. He says Canadian and U.S. officials are exchanging information about any security concerns, and he's determined to ensure Canadians are protected. Catherine Cullen, CBC News, Ottawa.
And you can hear Catherine's full interview with the industry minister on The House on CBC Radio 1 right after the 9 o'clock edition of World Report, 9:30 in Newfoundland. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Feig.